The Voice of America presents Jazz Club, USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. Here's your commentator and host, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Once again, to all you jazz fans, greetings and modulations. As you know, our weekly sessions are actually a reflection of musical styles and tastes and trends on the American jazz scene. Probably the most significant way to judge these trends is to study the results of the annual popularity polls conducted by the two leading music magazines in the United States, Downbeat and Metronome. For this week's and next week's program, I'd like to show you who are America's current favorites, as shown by the latest poll results in these two publications. First, we'll take the alto saxophone. In this department, a decisive victory was scored again in both polls, as it has been in previous years, by the great Charlie Parker, with Lee Konitz as runner-up in both polls. So here is the man the American public chose as their alto sax king, Charlie Parker, in what is perhaps his greatest recording, Just Friends. Dan Freeman on piano. Thank you. For many years in the clarinet division of the Jazz Magazine voting, Benny Goodman was the undisputed king. But in the last couple of years, a great new star has come along to displace him. This year, Buddy DeFranco, the 28-year-old clarinetist who only recently formed his own band, scored more than twice as many votes as Benny Goodman in the Metronome poll and also beat Benny decisively in Downbeat. This young musician has played with the bands of Gene Krupa, Charlie Barnett, and Tommy Dorsey. More recently, he spent a year with Count Basie's small band, and you'll hear him on this record by the count of Bluebeard's Blues. Buddy DeFranco now. By the way, the baritone sax man on that Basie record was another of the current award winners, Serge Chaloff, who in the past couple of years has upset the long-standing supremacy of Harry Carney in the baritone sax department. Serge is a young fellow from Boston who has modernized the deep-voiced horn as much as Charlie Parker has changed the alto sax. He has worked with the bands of Georgie Auld, Jimmy Dorsey, and Woody Herman, as well as with Count Basie. And on this next record, he's featured with a bunch of his colleagues from the Herman Band of a couple of years ago. Serge Chaloff and his all-star group playing Chickasaw. Thank you. The young man who played vibraphone on that Serge Chaloff record was another brilliant new star who has become the number one favorite with the American jazz fans. In this year's metronome poll, Terry Gibbs scored almost four times as many points as his nearest competitor, Milt Jackson. And in downbeat, he was also number one by a substantial majority over Red Norvo and Lionel Hampton. On tenor sax, youth also has had its way, and a youngster named Stan Getz, who's only 23 years old, won first place in both the metronome and downbeat listings that used to be won by Coleman Hawkins, who is exactly twice Stan's age, but who, incidentally, is still a great and popular musician and captured third place in the downbeat poll. Second place winner in both tabulations, by the way, was Flip Phillips. And now here's one of the records that made Stan Getz famous, and incidentally you'll hear Terry Gibbs again on this side, the great Ralph Burns composition played by Woody Herman's orchestra with Stan Getz and Terry Gibbs. Early Autumn.
Thank you.
Voting on trombone in this year's metronome poll showed Bill Harris first, Kay Winding second, and J.J. Johnson third, while in downbeat, Bill Harris was again first, with more than three times as many points as the second place winner Tommy Dorsey, and Kay Winding third. As an example of Bill Harris's style, here are a few choruses he played at one of Norman Granz's Jazz at the Philharmonic concerts in recent months, in the rough and exciting rhythmic style with which he is so closely identified. Bill Harris in Endido. The trumpet was one of the first instruments on which the downbeat readers elected a different winner from the metronome voters. According to Metronome, the number one trumpet star for 1951 is Miles Davis, the very cool and relaxed young product of the bop movement, whose most successful records were made by the 10-piece band that plays this next number. It's a Johnny Carisi composition entitled Israel. That was Miles Davis, who was followed by Dizzy Gillespie second and Howard McGee third in the Metronome poll. In Downbeat, the voting was quite different. Miles Davis came in only third, Louis Armstrong was second, and the first place winner was a young artist who has come to stardom very rapidly in the past year, Maynard Ferguson of the Stan Kenton Orchestra. If I may inject a personal note, this is one of the few poll results with which I disagree violently. It seems to me that Maynard Ferguson is a definite trumpet technician, but not a great jazz musician at all. Anyway, you can judge for yourself in this composition, which Shorty Rogers wrote and which was titled for the musician it features. Stan Kenton's orchestra playing Maynard Ferguson.
Thank you.
Maynard Ferguson's standards, that was in his lower register. Well, anyway, say you have the first half of our award-winning musicians featuring the men with the horns, Buddy DeFranco, the winning clarinetist, Charlie Parker, alto sax, Stan Getz on tenor, Serge Chaloff on baritone, Bill Harris on trombone, and Miles Davis and Maynard Ferguson on trumpets. Next week, I'd like to complete the picture of the top men in the current jazz scene by presenting some records featuring the winning men on the rhythm instruments and the winning vocalists, according to the voters of America's two leading jazz publications, Downbeat and Metronome Magazine. And meanwhile, don't forget, if you have any comments or suggestions, maybe have some criticisms of the poll results, or anything you'd like to say, just drop us a line. Write to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19, New York. This is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.